Let's start off the show tonight by talking with Mark Foster here. And Mark, how are you tonight?
Hello, Jerry.
Yeah, I had you on before. We've talked about UFO sightings. What do you got for us tonight?
Well, Jerry, I tell you, I've got a little different point of view or an angle on that pulse you got down there at the radio station here about a month and a half ago.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you, I never miss your show. I like it a lot. I must tell you, I think you've got the best rock and roll show in the whole country, too.
Well, thank you,
Jerry. In the summertime, when it's nice outside, I like to lay outside in my swing and listen to the UFO show, of course. And
you're not doing that tonight, I bet.
No, surely not tonight. As a matter of fact, as soon as I finish up with you, I'm going to go out and gather up my miracles and bring them inside. So it's certainly not a night to be outside on swing. But this particular night, when you got pulsed down there, Jerry, there's quite a little interesting thing that happened. I'm out here near in the Colburn Edition.
Mm-hmm.
You're familiar with that? And about dusky dark, I was outside in swing. Of course, I like to listen to rubber football also. And the game had just about started. It was about dusky dark.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard something go pop, pop. I thought, well, now, you know, that's a little bit close for comfort for somebody to be shooting off firearms out here, you know. I kind of looked around and thought, well, you know, I hope I don't pick any lead up over here where I'm at. You know, it's fairly close. But
sure.
Definitely two distinct pops. Now, remember that.
Okay.
All right. Then I don't know what time that was, Jerry, when that happened downtown, about 10:30, about a half hour after you started the show?
Yes, about 10:30.
Okay. I'm laying in my swing there, all settled down again, looking towards town, listening to your show. And that happened. Now, Jerry, I want to tell you, you have no idea what a flash that made now.
You could see it, huh?
It lit up. The whole town lit up, Jerry. For a while, I've never seen an atomic weapon go off, but I thought, you know, has Muskogee just been nuked?
Mm-hmm.
And it scared me to the point that I got up out of my swing. Of course, the first flash died down, and then there was another one. It's like it died down, and I guess like a pulse, and then it came back up again. And it died down, and then about 2 seconds later, there was that pop, mm-hmm. pop again noise.
Same thing you heard earlier.
Same thing I heard earlier, only it was a little more faint, like from far away, like downtown. The first one was close. I mean, it's close to where I'm at out here.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just wanted to tell you that. I don't know whether you'd heard that part or not.
No, I hadn't. And I did not, you know, Colburn Edition would want to be 5 miles from here, probably?
Well, I'd say less than that, probably three. You're in the center of town now,
aren't
you?
Right.
Yeah, maybe, what, 2 miles, 2.5? But
so you could see the light.
Oh, Jerry, it was something. It was a spectacular light, yeah.
You know, in here, it was a big flash, and then it was total darkness.
Inside the building, there was a flash?
Yeah, you know, just boom, and then everything was gone. It was dark.
Yeah, well, it was quite exciting, I'll tell you that much. And
of course, I didn't know we were still on the air. We never went on the internet at
right,
all.
Right, right.
And on the radio, the transmitter, you know, is not here.
Uh-huh.
And so evidently, our microphone and the board stayed on. Everything
yeah.
else went off.
Yeah.
We have phantom power, and it comes on immediately.
I'm curious, Jerry, is there any kind of thought on what this magnetic pulse, where it originates? Is it a thought on that, some kind of an X-plane, or is there a man on the ground that's out somewhere with a mobile computer that says, you know, I need power out here, and they run a machine down the high lines and do it? Or what's the thought on that, Jerry?
You know, you hear all kinds of different things, from just being a power outage and
yeah.
getting away from the linemen.
Yeah.
When they, earlier in the evening, as it was getting to be dusk, that's when the fire happened over here about 2 blocks away that burned the house down.
Oh, I didn't know about that.
And so there's an even Stephen chance that this thing was due to the electrical people cutting off the power there later because the power lines were still live.
Oh, okay.
But then there's, you know, it was certainly a big flash down here. So if it was this pulsating ray or this thing that the government uses to
right.
cut power off, usually that's done by an airplane.
Oh, it's cut power off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. Not just to disrupt everything. It's, well, probably both.
Yeah, it does both.
Yeah.
And then there is an experimental piece of, or an experimental base of sorts up in Alaska where they can use coordinates and flash something, supposedly.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you what, we'll talk to Larry Dickin about it. He's been staying on top of this.
Uh-huh.
And when I come back, we'll talk to him.
Okay.
Maybe he can shed something for both of us as far as a little more light on this.
Okay, Jerry, thanks a lot, and keep up the good work now.
Thanks very much for the information.
Bye. Glenn Pitt.